others thundered over rolling bass line. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. The hip-hop generation came into consciousness on Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with It? Or an egocentric mix that glorified materialism, like Run DMC's My Adidas about a pair of sneakers, or Houdini's Friends, How No One Can Be Trusted. Their parents grew up in the midst of hope and black liberation's consciousness. The youth grew up in a milieu of dog-eat-dogism, of America's retreat from its promises, of Reaganism and white right-wing resurgence. In that sense, rap's harshness merely reflects a harsher reality of lives lived amidst broken promises. How could it be otherwise? At its heart, though, rap is a multi-billion dollar business permeating America's commercial culture and influencing millions of minds. It is that all-American corporationism that transforms rap's grittiness into the gutter of materialism. A woman, a living being, reminds a man of a thing, a car. That, to me, is more perverse than the much-criticized bitches and hoes comments. This is especially objectionable when one notes that in America, in the last century, in the eyes of the law, blacks were property, chattel, things like wagons owned by whites. That a black man, some three generations later, could sing that a black woman, his God-given mate, his female self, could remind me of my Jeep amazes me. This isn't, nor could it be, a condemnation of rap. The late Tupac Shakur's Dear Mama and Keep Your Head Up are shining examples of artistic expressions of loving oneness with one's family and people. Creative, moving, loving, funky, angry, and real are that late young man's works, as is a fair amount of the genre. Like any art form in America, it is also a business with the influences of the marketplace impacting upon its production. The more conscious its artists, the more conscious the art. Keep your head up. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.